Be a Good Listener, a listening practice book by Gabriela Hortoy. Advanced Listening Test 1, Part 1. Tape Script 25. Russia's population.
Why is this happening, this plummeting population?
Well, Russia is losing something like three quarters of a million people every year, phenomenal number of people. Many Russians link that to what's happened in their country since the end of communism, the massive upheavals it's seen. Most Western scientists and population experts think this is a much longer-term trend that actually began in the 1960s or 70s, and they're inclined to single out in particular bad lifestyles, unhealthy lifestyles as a key factor. Now, Russia says that it is putting measures in place, but of course, with a catastrophic decline, 750,000 every year, many millions of people since the end of communism, that there aren't going to be any instant improvements.
When you say a bad lifestyle, what are you talking about? I mean, bad diet, something as simple as that?
Well, I think most of the world knows that Russia has a love of the bottle. Many, many millions of Russians are alcoholics. If you believe the official Russian statistics, something like every third Russian man and every seventh or every eighth Russian woman are actually dependent on alcohol. There is a general culture of unhealthy living. Of course, the Soviet authorities were aware of this too, and they used to do things like compulsory sport and forcing everybody to do physical education. That has largely dropped away since the end of communism. And of course, there have been massive upheavals. Russian scientists point to stress, not to unhealthy lifestyles, as the factor that they consider to be key in causing this decline in population.
Stephen, I was saying just then that Russia aspires to superpower status again, if you like. I suppose the question is this: does a country need a big population in order to become a great power, or can it do it without?
Well, for Russia, this has two considerations. The first one is a purely psychological one: a huge country, something like seventh or eighth of the Earth's surface, with a declining population. What do you do about the far east of Russia or the far north of Russia, where there are significant areas of depopulation? What do you do about the thousands of ghost villages? And then the second question is, of course, a purely economic one. If the workforce is declining, how do you sustain your economic growth? Russia is currently enjoying a massive economic boom, but the predictions are that if the population continues to decline, then that just won't be sustainable. The other one, of course, is that there are a lot of elderly people in Russia. Russia, not the only country concerned about how to care for its elderly people, its pensioner population. But if you have a very rapidly decreasing number of working people, then what do you do about them? So it's a very serious situation all around.
I see that President Putin is calling for Russians abroad, ethnic Russians abroad, to come back home. But, you know, most of the rich ones, at any rate, are in places like London buying up football clubs.
That's very true. President Putin, I think, is aware of the severity of this problem, and various methods of dealing with it have been suggested. One of them is a program of controlled but mass immigration into Russia. Now, most ordinary Russians are actually quite hostile to the idea of having a state program of mass immigration. In order to try to circumvent that, President Putin has spoken about our compatriots abroad. He says there are more than 20 million ethnic Russians living abroad who should be invited to return to their historical homeland or to Russia, even if they were born outside its borders. That is something clearly that will involve a great deal of money, although a state program has been established in Russia to try to persuade those people to go back to Russia.